Welcome everyone to a new episode of the FinOps Weekly Podcast. Today we have a very interesting interview about the item, FinOps, and their collaboration, their connection, the differences, how they help the TCO, or the total cost of ownership for both cloud, on-premise, and hybrid organizations, and for helping us digest and dive into this complex and, you know, topic. We have Soumya. How are you?
Thanks for having me, Victor. Great to be here. How are you?
Doing great. Pleasure to have you here. And I think it's going to be a very helpful episode for companies that are, you know, transitioning to cloud, working on on-premise and on cloud, and, you know, trying to highlight the power of ITAM in collaboration with FinOps. And to help me dive into this, we also have my co-host Damian. Damian, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Great day, great topic. Let's dive into it.
Yeah, for sure. So without further ado, let's start, and we'll start with a brief question and a very specific one, because we have seen FinOps evolve from, you know, what was more cloud cost management, cloud cost optimization, to something that is bigger, and after all, it has intersected with different fields from other topics that were SAM, ITAM, etc. And in this episode, we'll go into dive into the ITAM connection. So, from your perspective, you know, as a product leader, Soumya, how do you think, or how do you see ITAM and FinOps are evolving and providing better value to the total cost of ownership for the customers?
Sure. I think that's an excellent question, Victor. And it's something that I have seen evolve significantly over my career of more than two decades. And for a long time, ITAM was primarily focused on the tangible. For example, what hardware do we own? What software licenses do we own? Is it compliant or not? It was more about optimizing the capital expenditure or CapEx and managing risk, right? FinOps, on the other hand, I would say FinOps is almost like a religion to me, right? It burst into the scene with the cloud's operational expenditure, the OpEx model, and it's about real-time granular visibility into cloud spend, optimizing usage, and fostering a culture of financial accountability among engineering and business teams. So, you know, traditionally, ITAM was the inventory manager. FinOps now has become the cloud accountant, so to speak. Now they are partnering, right? So the key is how we can recognize that shared objective. So the shared objective between FinOps and ITAM is optimizing the value of the technology investments. So the lines between on-prem and cloud are blurring these days. We do have customers in on-prem, we do have customers in cloud, but we have hybrid environments as well. There is SaaS everywhere, and there is also the bring your own license as well. And all these are a huge factor in cloud costs. And if ITAM operates in a silo, it might see a surplus of, let's say, on-prem Oracle licenses. But without the FinOps's real-time usage data, we won't know that those licenses could be used for a most cost-effective, let's say, bring your own license strategy in maybe Azure or AWS. Conversely, FinOps might optimize cloud compute resources, but without the ITAM's knowledge of existing software entitlements, software vendor information, it could miss out on a massive savings from leveraging, licenses that are already owned, or even worse, it could incur huge compliance fines for mislicensing in the cloud. So it's very important to see them as a collaborative force in today's day and age.
Okay, that's very interesting. Yeah, for sure. They have to be collaborative nowadays, because, you know, from ITAM being like, you know, inventory management, like what's going on, and all more procurement, like buying advanced things, and then FinOps being in a more, let's say, accounting role to what was the cloud spend. Now they are both linked together, and now they are seeing these powerful, you know, alliances. But, you know, maybe You can explain a bit about, because there is this historically difference and there is this, two separate purposes that we have said. So how do you think this has come now together? What has made this come together nowadays in, in the FinOps item practice?
Sure. See, the collaboration is the key here, right? The collaboration is about getting the full picture and avoid the blind spots. It's about achieving a holistic view of technology spend and usage across your entire IT assets, right? So practically speaking, it starts with a shift in the mindset and culture. Both the teams need to understand each other's language, metrics, and goals. The first thing that is required here is the shared data and a common taxonomy, right? So ITAM needs granular asset data. Who owns it? Where is it deployed? What are the license terms? What are the product and product orders and contracts, et cetera, et cetera. FinOps needs detailed cloud consumption data. Who's using what service at what cost and when? How are you optimizing it? Bringing this data into a single pane of glass or at least a correlated view is fundamental to success, right? Tools that can ingest data from both on-prem discovery, the SaaS management platforms, cloud billing APIs, all of that is incredibly valuable here, right? So the first one is, like I said, shared data and common taxonomy. The second is the joint process and decision making. So I mean, without going into too much of detail, I will talk about some three or four main decision making processes that are very important. First one is budget and forecasting. So ITAM can provide insights into upcoming renewals, potential retirement of assets, and the financial impact of changing a license model. At the same time, FinOps collaboratively can bring the granular historical cloud spend and future consumption forecast. Together, they can create far more accurate and comprehensive IT budgets. Similarly, in any optimization initiatives, when FinOps identifies, let's say, an over-provisioned cloud instance, ITAM can quickly check if there's associated software license to that instance that could be optimized, or maybe it can be reharvested somewhere. Or if a business unit is proposing a new cloud service, ITAM can advise on the best licensing strategy, whether to buy new, use BYOL, or leverage an existing enterprise agreement. So this avoids costly surprise. Then the last two things that I would stress upon, where I can see the joint process and decision making work very well, is anomaly detection and vendor negotiation. So in anomaly detection, as you know, a sudden spike in, let's say, cloud spend, which is a FinOps insight, that could point to an unlicensed software deployment, which is an ITAM insight, or maybe shadow IT, or an inactive on-prem server, which is an ITAM insight, could be consuming significant power and maintenance costs, which FinOps principle could then highlight as unnecessary expenditure or anomaly. So that way, FinOps insight into ITAM and ITAM insight into FinOps can really help us to reduce the cost and detect these anomalies. Then vendor negotiation. When negotiating with a large software vendor, having both the on-prem license utilization data from ITAM and the cloud consumption patterns from FinOps, it gives you such an immense leverage, right? You can negotiate holistic agreements that cover hybrid deployments. You can ensure optimal licensing across your entire estate. So it's really a proactive collaboration and not just a reactive analysis. It's moving from auditing your past spend to optimizing your future investment. So we empower the product teams and engineer to make cost-aware decisions in the cloud, but ITAM will ensure that they are also license-aware. And this might mean choosing a different cloud service that aligns better with their existing entitlement, or perhaps negotiating a new enterprise agreement that offers more flexibility for hybrid workloads. So really, it is a collaboration between the two, not just reactive analysis, that can prove to be a game changer.
That's very interesting. I think the collaboration point is critical. I don't know, Damien, if you have any thoughts, any comments on that collaboration topic, since you have experience from the FinOps side. What do you think about it?
I think that Sonia explained very well. I think that combining these two forces provides a very, it's like a better view of all the operation, right? In which
Right.
you're not only looking only one part, which is the cloud and and the other part that we have on on-prem. And I think that if we touch base with one of the questions we just started, I think it's like also all of this was kind of an evolution, no? Because initially the FinOps came and nobody knew what to do with it, So there was this
Right.
person there that started all of a sudden, okay, let's see what do we do? Let's save costs. And we see the FinOps role evolving and being more involved. And initially it was more working with engineering and then more working with the finance team, and right now, I don't think that we need to explain a lot about to the viewers what FinOps is, but you have all this methodology that came in place, and I think that all of a sudden came this this item that's saying, ah, we are doing FinOps as well, or we are doing the same thing, and there occurred that this beautiful thing that we have in technology now, in which all the sides connect and start communicating, and this is what we are. Then we are
Right.
using the advantages of each one that what both brings up to the table and creating these things in which you can think Sonia touched it as well. And when you have like a new powerful dashboard that you can show management that not only on cloud, you can have on-prem, and then from that get more business value to everyone.
Absolutely, absolutely. Very well said, Damien.
Yeah, that was very, very insightful, and I totally agree. And diving more into the collaboration in the real, day to day, because we have explained like how it works, the difference, how that happens. But for someone that is either on the ITAM side or on the FinOps side, working as a day-to-day basis, and they have these two departments separated, or they had these two people with separate functions, Somia, how does the collaboration work? How do they integrate in a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question, right? What I spoke before, that highlights the operational benefits, right? But how does that operational benefit directly translate into better value, and also visibility and lowering your total cost of ownership for the customer? That's the main thing, isn't it? Because the TCO part is huge, Victor. When ITAM and FinOps align, they impact TCO in several critical ways, right? On both sides, you can eliminate waste. So ITAM prevents over-licensing and underutilization of on-prem software, unused hardware, orphaned SaaS subscriptions. FinOps identifies and optimizes idle cloud resources, inefficient architectures, any overpriced services that you're not using. Combined, they catch waste that either discipline alone might miss individually, right? So this directly reduces your operational costs. So eliminating waste on both sides also help, understand where your TCO, where is the dip or increase in the total cost of ownership, right? Next is the strategic investment decisions. With a clear, unified view of all your IT assets and their associated cost, both CapEx and OpEx, leadership can make truly data-driven decisions about where to invest. Should we modernize this legacy application in the cloud, or is it more cost-effective to maintain it on-prem with existing licenses? It all depends upon the use case. This combined insight will ensure that the capital is deployed for maximum business value, right? So the second part is the strategic investment decisions, right? And the third part is risk mitigation and compliance. The core strength of ITAM is compliance and audit, right? As well as security. When combined with FinOps's visibility and optimization into cloud deployments, it drastically reduces the risk of expensive audits, software audits, hardware audits, any unplanned true-up cost, security vulnerabilities from unmanaged assets, etc. And it avoids a single major audit fine that can easily offset, the cost of implementing this integrated approach. So risk mitigation and compliance is a third one. Then faster innovation, right? In today's day and age of AI and ML, we are all looking at lightning speed of innovation and agility when teams have very clear real-time insights into total cost of ownership, including your hardware, software, licenses, cloud, etc., into the cost as well as the compliance. They can provision the resources and deploy new services with great confidence and speed. So they are not held back by uncertainty. I won't be uncertain about, let's say, my licensing implication or ballooning my cloud cost bills. This agility directly translates to getting new products and features into the market faster. Teams can spend more time in innovating and being agile and providing more value to end customers. So really, four things that I would say that that really helps us when ITAM and FinOps align. They impact the TCO in good way and critical ways, eliminating waste on both sides, strategic investment decisions, risk mitigation and compliance, and faster innovation and agility.
That's a good summary, and I think that really exemplifies like driving the FinOps practice to TCO, right? Because sometimes the TCO is mentioned, and we almost know like how to calculate it on overall, but there is no detailed way on how to from the TCO then how you make it relate to the customer value that is getting. So specifically being able to allocate the cost to the certain department and being able to collaborate on both. And since now companies are getting to more hybrid clouds, so as you mentioned, the licensing, the servers, plus all the tools that are in the cloud with, for example, the bring your own license system, especially in Azure with the Windows or the Oracles or all these companies that work on a license basis, especially now that we are seeing so much trouble with licensing from the VMware situations or from the Oracles, etc. That's a very good system to have ITAM being able to get their value on cloud because given that this is starting to happen and there is more issues with the licensing especially, and that could increment your TCO. Is not only cloud that if you are running licensing tools, and we know that they are critical for several business, that should be a function that should be integrated into FinOps with ITAM, right?
Absolutely. I think, see, cost reduction is often the initial driver, but the real price is about maximizing business value, like you said. It's about ensuring that every dollar that is spent on technology is driving that clear, measurable outcome for the organization and for the team, and ultimately for our customers, right? So ITAM and FinOps together will create that transparency and accountability. And that will really turn IT into a true strategic partner rather than just IT being a cost center, right? It's about transforming the IT spend from a necessary evil into a competitive advantage. And yeah, that's what I would say.
And that's a good phrase that you said, that it's not a competitive advantage and not an evil that you need. It's something that we definitely need to swap the ecosystem because most companies are transforming themselves into, even though they are not SaaS companies, they are like SaaS companies for airplanes or airlines are like SaaS companies, but as for airplanes and for buying tickets. And if you see talks from companies that we see in FinOps events is like they are, even though their target business model is not SaaS, they are a SaaS running, I don't know, groceries stores or whatever. So it's critical to see that evolving. And I mean, just to dive deep into it, like how do you see, the cost allocation benefiting the both in FinOps and in ITAM for licensing, like how do you see the cost allocation being critical for being able to identify the value delivered to the customer? Like, what do you think is, what are your thoughts on the cost allocation on this side?
See, cost allocation is a very, so the FinOps is a cultural practice, right? It brings that financial accountability, you know, to the variable spend model of the cloud. So
mm-hmm.
two of its core functions are cost allocation and the licensing benefit, right? And cost allocation, you know, is essentially attributing the cloud cost accurately to the departments, to the teams, to the products or projects that incurred them. So it's a fundamental practice, you know, that provides that visibility and accountability. And your question was how ITAM works into this, right? How ITAM can add that value with respect to cost, you know, the cost allocation activities. See, it's very important for us to note that wherever ITAM and FinOps intersect, the license usage management, for example, they watch out for overages, right? So for consumption-based SaaS products, you can correlate with the cloud usage anomalies and actions that may need to be taken to get the costs back in line. So you know where the cost is getting allocated, right? What the estimated usage for a contract is, for example. If you have unauthorized or unsupported use of services or products, like you might have blacklisted products, when FinOps and ITAM intersect, you may be able to automatically remove it. You might be able to right size license in response to both overage and underage that ITAM software alerts to, right? Similarly, with respect to cost allocation and going further more than that with respect to forecasting as well, you can see that we can collaborate with finance, engineering, product, executive teams to decide on the forecasting methodology and process and develop those forecasts using the methodology, like leveraging historical spend on data, on over-provisioned licenses, see where I want to be spending more with respect to license management in future, right? Coordinate with budget leader to say, how am I aligning these costs and budgets for future, right? So when you are able to fully categorize your cloud cost, which is coming through various data sources from both ITAM as well as from FinOps, you are able to better allocate and manage your cost, where you are able to say that, hey, if there is any shared costs, because not all costs are directly attributable, right? You might have
mm-hmm.
shared services like monitoring tools, central networking or support fees. And FinOps defines rules to fairly distribute these shared costs based on agreed upon metrics like proportional usage, number of users or split. It has better chargeback and showback that can be used when you have ITAM related cost that is coming in. You'll be able to accurately attribute the cost, accurately allocate the cost. Teams can be shown their consumption and associated cost with showback. Or in more mature organization, the cost can be directly billed back to their budgets, which is chargeback, right? So there's a lot of benefit in the FinOps framework that can be utilized by ITAM teams, right? So for
mm-hmm.
example, the accountability, the informed decision-making, the accurate forecasting, the waste identification, both in terms of licenses as well as hardware. And you can pinpoint where is the inefficiency in the cost and where and why am I spending and how is that occurring?
Yeah, I was saying that they wanted to add that, you know, these are work very good points, and especially of the framework in which I would, if we see also that the FinOps also is trying to, you know, move a little bit into the SaaS as well, you know, a lot with help of Focus, and also into the data centers as well on the hardware perspective, right? And I think the implementation on retrieving the data and having information of the usage also on real hardware, that could benefit a lot, even into decisions where you're gonna, you know, bring this new workload up. Do we use more, you know, the data center? Do we need to really, you know, create a new or set up a new VM in the cloud? Maybe we have, when we could use it locally. So I think that slowly we already started seeing that, you know, FinOps is moving into this direction. And I think we're going to
yeah,
see
absolutely.
That more and more. Yeah.
One place where I see is proactive renewals and negotiation, right? So when we have detailed usage data, FinOps can partner with ITAM and procurement to negotiate with vendors using actual consumption and deployment plans as a leverage for better deals and more flexible agreements, right? Other than the optimization through licensing models, having significant cost savings, compliance and risk mitigation, I see you can really do much more in terms of renewals and negotiations with vendors as well, because you are able to have that detailed usage data and the partnership can really work well there.
That's very good indeed. Like the collaboration as we've seen, like with non, let's say non super technical, that people that come from the finance side that can be helped a lot with commitments and with large buys that affect a lot the finances of the company. Having the data to make data-driven decision for improving those are critical. So yeah, that's a very good advice. And since we are in this hybrid IT world and everything that we've talked about, and especially now with all these geopolitical situations, with all the sovereign cloud, all the where the regions where the data is stored, processes matters more than everything, and it's leading to a hybrid cloud world. And the given the importance of ITAM and FinOps together, if you have to give one advice to the ITAM people and one for the FinOps people regarding all that we talked about, what it would be, Somia?
Great question, Victor. My advice would be start small, but start with communication. Find a single shared problem between ITAM and FinOps. So perhaps maybe an example would be optimizing cost for a specific application or a major software vendor renewal. These are two examples that come into the top of my head, right? So get the ITAM and FinOps leads in a room, share your data, identify how your respective insights can solve that one problem more effectively together than apart. So the idea is to solve that problem together, build the trust and demonstrate value on that small scale. Once you see that initial success and you see how it is adding that business value, how it is helping your customer, then the momentum for broader integration will naturally flow. So I would say start small, but start with communication and business intent and demonstrate that business value.
I think that's a very valuable advice. I think driving everything to business value is the core thing. Being able, as I think I said it recently, about being able to translate the technical and the data insights to something that is digestible for business people, to take the right decision, and being able to digest and make the information easy to understand so that they can take the best decision for the business is
Right.
one of the core things that FinOps people should focus on. And also start small. I always encourage people to do experiments. You probably have room to do those. You have permissions to do those, especially on the inform side, being able to allocate costs, being able just to show the information properly. It's something that I think everyone could do, and then you can from just say showing that information in a visible, clear way, which is not easy. You already can make an impact to your business and to your superior manager C-level, because they you can spot things that other people probably haven't looked at, because they have other priorities, and that's totally fair. But if you focus on that and you make easy for them to take the decision, it's always a great thing. Pleasure to have you today. I think it was a very insightful conversation, and thanks for coming by. I hope everyone has learned today a lot of ITAM and how work with ITAM as the FinOps perspectives, as an ITAM, how to collaborate with FinOps. So thanks a lot, Somia, for being here today.
My pleasure, Victor and Damien. This is a topic I'm really passionate about, FinOps and ITAM coming together. And I believe it's absolutely critical for the future of IT. So thank you listeners, thanks to both of you for giving me an opportunity to be here in this podcast. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Somia. Thanks a lot, Damien.
Thank you.
Thank you. You brought a very good point, and I would like to see more collaboration, more inputs, more and more insights that will help companies and business values together. So thank you very much and have a good one.
See you in the next episode. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.